And I normally like to see money going into a Roth IRA if there's a way that we can do it, because those contributions and the money in those accounts grows tax-free. There are very few dollars out there that the IRS doesn't put their hands on. And so having some money in a Roth IRA account that's growing tax-free can really be helpful in a physician's financial plan. Welcome to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast, brought to you by Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, where our mission is to help highly specialized physicians achieve wealth that matters. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast. I'm Lauren Oshman, and today we're going to talk about backdoor Roth IRA contributions for physicians. So the idea for this conversation actually came about. I was in a meeting with a new client who we've just started working with. She's an anesthesiologist. She had a number of investment accounts that we had taken a look at, one of them being a Roth IRA account. And when I was looking at the statements, I noticed that she actually hadn't funded that account any time in the prior year. And so I was curious to see why that was. There were no new dollars going into a Roth IRA. And I normally like to see money going into a Roth IRA if there's a way that we can do it, because those contributions and the money in those accounts grows tax-free. There are very few dollars out there that the IRS doesn't put their hands on. And so having some money in a Roth IRA account that's growing tax-free can really be helpful in a physician's financial plan. So I was in this conversation with this doctor, and I just asked her, I said, tell me about this Roth IRA account. It doesn't look like you funded this for the past year. Is that something that you plan to do? And she said, well, that's actually an account that I started back in fellowship when I wasn't making that much money. She said I was able to fund it a number of years while I was in fellowship. And then once I got out of training, I was told that I made too much money to continue funding it. So I haven't funded it since. She said, it's interesting you asked that question. Do I make too much money to fund a Roth IRA? And I told her, technically, she's actually correct. So if you make more than, as a single person, if you make more than in 2024, $161,000 of income, or if you're filing a married filing jointly tax return, you make more than $240,000 in 2024, you technically don't qualify to fund a Roth IRA account directly, meaning you can't take your dollars and put those into a Roth IRA account. What you can do is what is referred to as the backdoor Roth IRA. So I asked this doctor, I said, have you ever heard of the backdoor Roth IRA? And she said, I've heard some rumblings, but I didn't really pay attention because I just assumed that was something that I also wouldn't qualify for. So took a step back, explained to her how it worked, and that's something that she's going to be doing and integrating into her financial plan going forward. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, huh, backdoor Roth IRA, I've also heard some rumblings about this and I'm not totally sure how it works, let me explain. Like I said, if you make more than, which most physicians do, those numbers that I shared earlier, $240,000 a year married filing jointly, $161,000 a year, 2024, if you're single, you cannot put money directly into a Roth IRA. There's another type of IRA account called a traditional IRA, and there's no income limit on being able to fund that type of account. The contribution limits are the same. So you can put for 2024, $7,000 for you. If you have a spouse, your spouse can also put $7,000 into a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA if you qualify. So in this case, you would make your contribution to a traditional IRA because there's no income limit on that. So you qualify to make that contribution. Back when they passed the Bush tax cuts, part of the way that they funded those was by removing the income limitation on doing what's called converting money from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. So there's no income limit on being able to put money into a traditional IRA, make that contribution. There's also no income limit on being able to convert money from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. So what physicians can sometimes do, there are some limitations to this, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. What physicians are sometimes able to do is make a contribution to a traditional IRA. Normally, that would be a pre-tax contribution, but in the case of most physicians, that's actually an after-tax contribution because you don't qualify based on the tax rules, based on your income, based on some other factors. Most doctors don't qualify to take a tax deduction for their traditional IRA contributions. So you're making an after-tax contribution to a traditional IRA. Then the next day, you're converting that into a Roth IRA. What is the net result? We have just funded a Roth IRA essentially through the back door. So that's why this is called the backdoor Roth IRA. For years, so I think 2010 was the first year that you were able to do this. And for years, we would refer to this as kind of a loophole in the tax code because, again, they removed this restriction as part of the way that they funded the Bush tax cuts because people would take money that were currently sitting in IRA accounts that had never been taxed. They would convert that over to Roth IRAs. And in doing that, because that money had never been taxed and a Roth IRA is an after-tax account, they had to pay a tax bill in order to do that conversion. And so the government or the IRS was bringing in tax revenue as a result of opening that up. There was kind of a loophole that was created where you could make a new contribution, convert that over, and there's no tax owed in that kind of colloquially called backdoor Roth IRA sequence of transactions because the money that went in is after tax. There's no tax owed when we convert it to the Roth IRA. When the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed a few years ago, they actually did make some changes to certain pieces around IRAs and kind of conversions of IRAs and things like that, but they didn't touch the ability to do this sequence of transactions for backdoor Roth IRAs. So that is something that's in the tax code. I think everyone knows that it's there, and that's something that we can just take advantage of if we know that it's there and if other things in your financial situation allow for us to be able to do this. So, what are some things to be aware of if you are considering funding a backdoor Roth IRA? Maybe this is not something you've done in the past. Maybe this is something you did, but then weren't really sure if you were doing it correctly, and so you shied away from it. Here are some things that you want to be aware of. Number one, you do have to tell the IRS with your tax return that that contribution you made to the IRA account was after tax. So the technical term for that is non-deductible, a non-deductible IRA contribution. There's a tax form called 8606 that your accountant will need to file with your tax return in order to tell the IRS that you put that money in after tax and then that you converted it to the Roth IRA and there's no tax owed on that transaction. Part of our process with new clients is to review past tax returns. And I can hardly count the number of times that we've looked at tax returns for new clients that we've just started working with who've been doing backdoor Roth IRA contributions for a number of years. And either that 8606 wasn't being filed because the accountant wasn't clued into what was happening, or the way that that 8606 was being filled out was not fully correct. And the result to the doctor is that that $7,000, that 2024 contribution that's being converted to the Roth IRA, is actually being taxed. The problem, if that's happening, is that's actually, you're paying tax on that $7,000 twice because you got paid in your paycheck, right? That was an after-tax amount of money that you put in that traditional IRA. If you're paying tax on the conversion to the Roth, you're paying tax on the $7,000 twice. We don't want that. So we want to make sure that you clue your accountant in, that they know what's going on, and that they're filling out that 8606 for you. And your financial advisor should be able to communicate with your accountant to kind of bring them in on the tax strategy piece so that everything is being reported correctly and those two parties are working together for you as best they possibly can. So 8606 is one thing to be aware of. That can sometimes be challenging for doctors who are self-preparing, doing their own tax return. So if you're doing a backdoor Roth, that could be a good reason to consider an accountant if you've not previously used one. Something else to be aware of is what's called the pro rata rule. So that's, I don't like to use technical terms if I can help it, just because I know when I go to the doctor, sometimes medical jargon goes right over my head because that's not what I'm around every day. So, but you'll see sometimes if you're looking this up on the internet or, you know, whatever, you'll hear about this thing called the pro rata rule. What that means is if you have pre-tax IRA money, so maybe you had like an old 401k or 403b account from a prior employer, you left that employer and you rolled that money over to a rollover IRA account. Or maybe you have some 1099 income that you use to fund a SEP IRA. If you have pre-tax IRA money that's sitting in an account, You can't do the backdoor Roth IRA without owing taxes on some of that transaction. I like to think about the why so that some of these things stick. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense, right? If I'm the IRS, if you have a bunch of money sitting in an account that you've never paid me tax on, and then you say, I'm going to preferentially take this money I've already paid tax on, pop it into this account, and then move it into this more tax-advantaged Roth IRA without paying you any of the tax I owe on this existing money, I probably wouldn't want that, right? So the IRS does want to make sure that they're collecting the tax dollars that they should be. So what they do is they say, you actually have to convert some of that pre-tax money along with that after-tax money in order for them to allow you to do that backdoor Roth if you have existing IRA money. Now, in a lot of cases, as we're designing a financial plan for a doctor, right, we're looking at things top to bottom. How can we optimize or work to optimize things for you? One of the things we may be able to do is to take that rollover IRA and consolidate that into, say, your work retirement plan. So if we could move that into your current 403b or 401k, there's no taxes on that because those are both pre-tax accounts. We've just eliminated your pre-tax IRA money because that's now in your 403b or 401k. All of a sudden, we've opened up the runway to be able to do this backdoor Roth IRA. So that's something to be aware of. If you have existing pre-tax IRA money without making some changes, you can't do the backdoor Roth as simply as I initially explained it. So the last thing that I would share with you to be aware of, if this is something that you're thinking about starting or integrating into your financial plan, is the timing of your contributions and conversions. What do I mean by that? This gets a little bit confusing, so hopefully I can explain it clearly. So right now, as I'm recording this, we're sitting in January of 2024. The 2023 IRA contribution year lasts from January 1st of 2023 to April 15th of 2024. So let's go back to my anesthesiologist that I was talking about in the beginning. She's decided, now that she understands it's backdoor Roth, her financial situation allows for her to make this contribution and do the conversion, that she wants to go ahead and make her 2023 IRA contribution. She can do that. So she can make a 2023 IRA contribution. The contribution limit in 2023 was actually $6,500. It's gone up a little bit for 2024. So she makes her $6,500 contribution. That's for 2023. When we go to convert that to the Roth IRA, the conversion is reported to the IRS in the calendar year that it occurs. So what we've just done is we've kind of muddied the waters, made it a little bit more challenging on her accountant because we did a 2023 contribution that's going to be reported on her 2023 return, but we did a 2024 conversion. So we have to report part of the transaction with one tax return, part of the transaction with another tax return. It is much cleaner if you can keep your contributions and your conversions in the same calendar year that you plan to report those for on your tax return. So the ideal situation would even be if you make an end of year, if she had been able to make this contribution in December, and then we could have converted in December, everything's cleanly reported for 2023. That's the ideal situation. We're still going to do it in this case because there's nothing that tells us that tax laws might change this year or anything like that. So we're still going to go ahead and do this. But it just makes it a little bit more complicated and even more important that your accountant is in the loop and that you have someone who's kind of a second set of eyes on your tax return then for 2024 to make sure that everything is reported as it should be. There can be a risk, right? So 2024 is an election year. They could change the tax rules, right? And take away the ability, they could reinstate an income limit on that conversion or something like that, where you could end up with money that you had contributed to an IRA that wasn't tax advantaged in any way, that then maybe they changed the tax rules in that calendar year that you planned on converting. So there's a little bit of risk in that too, I think, especially this year and next year with a presidential election coming up, congressional elections, all of that sort of thing. So just much cleaner if you can keep everything to 1 year. So a lot of these conversations about IRAs, Roth IRAs, the sequence of transactions to do the backdoor Roth IRA does involve tax strategy and tax reporting. I am not an accountant. I am a financial advisor, so please, any decision that you're going to make that is going to involve tax reporting, please run these things by your accountant to make sure that you have all of the information before you make decisions based on what makes sense for your situation. So now that we've been through what the backdoor Roth IRA is and how you can go about accomplishing funding that, if your situation allows for it, if it makes sense in your financial plan, some of you might be sitting there asking the question, why is this something I would consider? I'm already maxing out my 403b, 401k account through my hospital. I've got this brokerage account that I'm putting other investment money into. Maybe you have other like real estate or other pieces of your portfolio. Maybe a Roth IRA is something that you've never really thought about. I always go back to a story. So I actually work with a father and a daughter. The father is a retired physician. His daughter is currently a practicing physician who's working on accumulating her wealth and saving for her own retirement. So I started working with her father when he was on the precipice of retirement. He came to me, referred by his daughter, who had been a client of mine for a long time. And he said, Lauren, I'd just love for you, like I've always done my investments myself, and I'd just love for you to be able to tell me, can I retire? So I started getting into all of his account. You know, he sent me all of his account statements. I started going through all of his accounts. And he had done a really, really great job saving. He had a lot of money. He had been in a private practice. He had a lot of money put away in pre-tax vehicles, so money that had never been taxed. And then anything he couldn't get into a pre-tax vehicle that wasn't a part of his spending plan, he was putting into a brokerage account. He never funded anything in the Roth bucket, right? So we can kind of think about money in three buckets from a tax perspective: pre-tax, taxable, that would be your brokerage, and then tax-free, which would be your Roth IRA under all of the current tax laws. So he didn't have anything in the Roth bucket. He had saved really, really well. So I was able to tell him that based on all of the calculations that I ran, it looked like he was in a good position to be able to retire. The big question mark, the thing that I could not assure him, I couldn't give him the certainty, was that pre-tax money, I didn't know. I don't know what's going to happen to tax rates over the next 20 years, right? Tax rates are not fixed. We could end up with new people making decisions in Congress. We could have new tax laws passed, and tax rates could actually go up. So he had the vast majority, probably 80% of his money was in accounts that were subject to taxes as he takes his withdrawals. Contrast that with his daughter, who started working with me fresh out of her residency. And so we started a funding strategy. She's been doing the backdoor Roth IRA every single year, both she and her husband. She has money going into her brokerage account. She's maximizing her 403b through her hospital, as is her husband. He's also a physician. And for her, where things currently sit, she's actually, based on all the projections that we've run in our financial planning software, she's on track to retire earlier than her father was able to retire, despite having pretty similar financial circumstances. Because I have this bucket of money that's growing for her. Obviously, markets can be volatile. So some years it's up, some years it's down. But we have this bucket of money that is invested for her in the Roth IRA, and there's not going to be any sort of tax haircut on that portion of her money when she gets to retirement. In my opinion, there is a different kind of power in money that we can put to work in a Roth IRA type vehicle, because that money is not going to be taxed when we get to retirement. Meaning, if you've got $100,000 in a Roth account when you retire, that's $100,000 that we can presumably take out and spend. Versus if you have $100,000 in a pre-tax account at retirement, we're subject to what the tax rates are and the tax laws at the time as to what of that can actually be spent towards your expenses in retirement. So we just covered a lot about backdoor Roth IRAs and the sequence of transactions for physicians to be able to fund those. This all can be enough to make your head spin. I try my best to explain these things in a way that's understandable, but there is a lot of jargon and a lot of complexity that comes along with a lot of this financial stuff. So if you have questions to clarify anything that I'm talking about, Or if you just have questions to try to understand how these things might apply to your specific financial situation, I would encourage you to send an email to myteam@vestia.com. We actually have a fantastic team of financial advisors that has over 150 years of experience serving specialized physicians in the financial realm. We will get you connected with one of those advisors who will be able to answer your questions, help you understand how these things can apply to your personal situation, and we would love to help you do that. I'm Lauren Oshman. I'm a partner and the CEO of Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, where our mission is to help specialized physicians achieve wealth that matters. Thank you for listening to the Doctor's Eyes Only podcast. We hope today's conversation advanced your journey to wealth that matters. Click the subscribe button below so you don't miss a single episode, and we'll see you next time. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Vestia Advisors LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be construed as legal or tax advice and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified attorney or tax advisor. This information is not an offer or a solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Before investing, you should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses associated with investment products. Investment decisions should be based on an individual's own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or guarantee against loss. Consult your financial professional before making any investments. Investment advisory services offered through Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, and Vestia Advisors LLC. Securities offered through Osdale Financial Partners, Inc., 5187 Utica Ridge Road, Davenport, Iowa, 52807. Member FINRA, SIPC. Vestia Personal Wealth Advisors, Vestia Retirement Plan Consultants, Vestia Advisors LLC, and Osdale Financial Partners, Inc. are independently owned and operated.